Utah Attorney General John Swallow says the decision proves the state of Utah and 22 of 29 Utah counties involved in similar lawsuits are not just barking in the wind.
We are truly concerned about the right of Utahns to use these roads that have been historically used for many, many years and decades in the past. And the federal government just can't come in and say arbitrarily, hey, we're not going to let you maintain these roads, and we're not going to let you use these roads.
A 19th century federal law granted states the right to develop roads in the American West. The law known as RS 2477 was repealed in the 1970s, but Congress granted states and counties rights of way to existing roads. The federal government and environmental groups like Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, or SUA, argue the trails in dispute are nothing but faded tracks and stream beds. Steve Block is the Energy Program Director for SUA. He says the decision allows local governments to develop the properties as they wish.
Bring in road equipment, widen the road, construct culverts and ditches, and take what is right now a faint track in the desert and change it into something radically different.
Block says he expects the federal government will appeal the decision. Whitney Evans, KUER News.